Blog Talk Radio.
Can everybody, is everybody still here?
Yeah.
This nigga little as hell.
We live, man. I'm getting ready to really.
We live, baby. Ooh, y'all got the nose tonight? I might come up there.
Who got the nose tonight?
Good evening. Welcome to Heavy Talk, where the show gets hot and heavy and the talk gets slamming. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce to you our host with the most that better not get ghost, Robbie G and Pud, featuring
what's up?
One of our new constituents, Frazier.
Yo, yo, what's up, my people?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the world. Man, I remember my man's always start to fight songs. Number one fighter of the world.
Good evening, 929-477-4182. Give out the Twitter and all the handles before we get started. You know, Twitter, Heavy Talk One. Follow us on Instagram at Heavy Talk One. Facebook, Heavy Talk Podcast. Call in 929-477-4182. What it do? Fellas, brothers.
I told
you I couldn't call y'all.
My brother,
we done had some stuff going in the media this week. Rob, where you at?
I'm right here, man. We're going to slow it down, man. What's happening?
Man, a lot is happening. It's a lot of
well, before we
lying
continue,
and lying.
Before we continue, hold on. Let us introduce the man, Daryl Frazier.
Oh, my God.
What's up? What's up, my people? I'm Daryl Frazier. I mean, you know, these are my guys. I've been knowing them for a long time, man. Coach Hop, that's my guy. I'm just happy to be here. Happy I got the invite, you know. So we're going to take it from there. We're going to go to the top. You know how we do.
Frazier,
my man, flavor that we like.
Frazier's got a little flavor that we like. And hopefully you guys will enjoy Frazier. Our segments tonight, segment one, open mic. Segment two, the price of fame. And then we'll get back into the Jim Crow because it was hot last week. And then we may or may not get into team spotlight. Team spotlight of the week is the Gators. Hopefully we'll have the CEO of the Gators, Daryl Henry, on. And also I don't know what would Moose be called, the executive chairman of the Gators now, or I call him the general, but Norris Jackson. But I will say this before I give it back to the host. It's been a lot of irregular activity going on, all the way from my man from Empire, Mr. Justin Moffitt, which we predicted was a fraud. And, I mean, he about to catch it on so many levels from the LBT.
He's getting everything.
He's gonna be put on probation. He's gonna get wiped out of Hollywood. I mean, he's getting ready to take it to face. My thing is this. My question to you guys is why? Why did he do it other than for publicity? But Why would you do that? And then go on TV.
I heard.
Well, I just don't understand why he did that.
I heard. This is what I heard. When I looked, I watched so many YouTube videos of this. You know what I'm saying? I actually did. I'm glad we're having this topic because I actually did, like, you know what I'm saying, follow this. So I really wonder why, like, why would you do this? And then I seen the two guys that posed to beat him up. If anybody seen the two guys that posed to beat this man up, they would have did more than that scratch on his face. You know what I'm saying? Boy wouldn't have been able to go, you know what I'm saying, he would have been in the hospital. They would have asked him which way did he go, and he wouldn't have been able to say nothing. You know what I'm saying, how big they was. They was huge. Them boys was huge. Them guys.
What about the bleach?
But
bro?
This
what
is what I heard.
Bro?
I heard he was getting ripped off the show. That's what I heard.
No, he didn't start getting ripped off the show until this happened.
No, but
yeah,
I heard it was before that though. No, but
no,
Rob,
was,
I heard it was before.
No, because look, he was that guy had a big role into the show, and then this happened, and now he's gonna write his.
It's only so many kissing scenes you can do with boys on Empire. I got
anyway.
How do you get on Empire on TV? Period.
I mean, I'm just so sick of him kissing boys on TV and then making good music. I start questioning myself, like, is it okay for me to like his music? Because soon as you get on the show, you just hop right off stage and start kissing
right
boys
though.
In the mouth.
Right, is it okay for you to like a gay guy's music, though? I wonder, and that's a good question. Is it okay for a straight guy to like gay guy music?
You want to know why? I love Teddy Pendergrass, and he wasn't gay.
Was Freddie Jackson gay? Was Freddie Jackson gay?
Hold on, dog. Hold on, man.
Yes.
Freddie Jackson, gay.
Yes.
Gay.
Pendergrass, gay. Got caught letting a man suck his cock.
Oh, God.
I'm only human.
All we're going to do is
wait. Freddie Jackson. Wait. Let me get this right, though. Freddie Jackson was a gay singer that sung You Are My Lady?
Fred. Calm down. It is what it is. All we hope is that the LGBT community is not affected when they do have a crime committed upon them due to this irreprehensible behavior.
Coach,
that's exactly what happened.
Hey, they about to throw him under the rug, though. The LBG don't want him no more. I promise you that.
They got to smash him. We get ready to pivot.
Yeah.
It's just some more lighthearted news. Now, I will say this. For those of you out there listening, Gators, Seminoles, and some other activity, I've really observed some real action I'm gonna bring it up because it was so good that I wish I couldn't put it on the show, but I couldn't put it on the show because it was too hot. But I just want to know, Bud, what happened?
Listen, man, it was just a lot of talk going on, and it was a lot of standards that my brother Robbie G set for me this season. Now, this is on the eve of one of my best friends' all-time birthday. He's no longer with us, my man Zach Finn. He used to always tell us, don't worry about the thing, get your change. And when he used to always say that, I never understood what it meant until I seen all these guys who were worried about everything else than paying their way to play.
So,
and I had a big problem with it.
With that being said, do not talk to me if certain things are not in order. I do not want to talk to you if certain things
aren't
in order. I repeat, do not talk to me if certain things aren't in order for you and your team. Do y'all understand?
This will be part of our weekly open mic, Do Not Talk to Me. And Robbie G, please give the narrative of the three components which will get you a Do Not Talk to Me and a bomb.
In the semi-pro world, and then I have some for life, but we're talking about the semi-pro world for 1 second. In the semi-pro world,
We, the Gators, have been gone for 5 to 6 years. Do not talk to me if you are a recent champion or a team that's been around for 10 years and you don't have these components. A home and away jersey. A home field to play on. And half of your defense. If you don't have those three components, do not talk to me. I don't want to hear it. Do not talk to me if you don't know where you're going to play at. Do not talk to me if you cannot supply your team with jerseys. Do not talk to me if you only got two corners and that's it. I don't want to talk to you. You cannot talk to me. Don't talk to me. Do not talk to me.
Listen.
Don't talk to
me. And before we get to PUD, before we get back to PUD, I just want to make a public service announcement to all of you all that follow Heavy Talk. These and other comments that were made on this show are sanctioned, but are not in any way offensive to those who listen to this show, because Do Not Talk to Me will be a regular circuit.
And it will be uncensored and last.
Yes.
Uncensored. We all
said, oh, so Coach Hop, I got a question for you before we transition. Yes, I do.
It's about the Empire's empire.
Listen.
Right.
So
Empire's
empire.
The allegation
was that
he paid men to attack him, but not hit him in the face.
It wasn't even an allegation. It wasn't an allegation. It was true because they told him.
Hold on. Did you guys see the video of them purchasing the stuff in the Chinese? I seen that. Yeah, they was purchasing.
Wow.
So now, y'all know that area, the area where he lived at, right? It's a very exclusive area, and they order food that's delivered to that area, like Uber.
So that for them, for the cash. It's for the cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So,
amazing.
So
that's amazing.
First of all, it was 20 below zero that night. It was 20 below zero that night. And in
why
that
are you
area,
walking the subway?
At 12:30 or 1 o'clock. They would stick out, especially like you said, Fred. One thing, like you said, Fred, they wasn't no little guy. They were some buff brothers.
Man, they was like some big linebacker DN looking guy.
Hey, but the thing is, all those cameras, just like they caught them walking, they have cameras strategically placed within that little community that he lives in. Now, again, you have bleach. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if somebody's looking to throw bleach on you, they not going to throw bleach on your knees.
Not at all.
They're going to throw bleach on your hands. They're going to try to throw it in your face. And, you know what I'm saying, they're going to try to do something or try to make you drink it or whatever. You ain't going to get injured with bleach getting poured on you. You're going to smell like bleach. But if somebody throw it in your face, in your eye area, or your nostrils, or your mouth, then you're going to have some problems. Then my man gave up the receipt of the rope that he purchased. They gave up their cell
phone.
He went and purchased
a noose.
A noose,
listen
bro.
To me.
A Burberry noose.
Listen. Okay, he didn't go purchase it, but one of the guys, he was actually on Empire. One of the guys on Empire. The other brother was training him to, I guess, cast for some movie part or whatever it was. So they knew him intimately. And the Nigerian brother. So basically.
Yeah, they was talking.
The rumor is, this is why he's going to get exposed. The rumor is that he agreed to pay them half when they did it and half after it was over. Well, they went to go collect their money, and he exited stage right. So
that's right.
Once they get, you know, they watch the TV and they see that they gonna get caught because they know there's cameras everywhere. So they was gonna get caught. They decided to go turn themselves in, hand over their cell phones, which have text messages where they were working in concert to make this thing work. Not to mention, one of the brothers who bought the noose produces a receipt. Now, they already got him on video getting the camo gear and all that to do it. But here's the thing.
Burberry noose, too. It was a Burberry noose. Drop one of them bombs for them not getting a Gucci noose.
Yeah, with some Gucci Gucci mask. But anyway.
Yeah, they couldn't get the Gucci mask, so drop the bomb for them. That was good.
Brazier, you learning well. You just dropped the bomb. But here's the thing. He went on Good Morning America and a couple other shows and basically reiterated what happened to him. And when Robin Roberts asked him a question of, well, what do you think their motivation was, he said, and I'm quoting him, ladies and gentlemen, he was called a faggot. And I can't say the other word that he was called, the N-word. But again, and
right.
He basically got in character and started almost crying on the show.
Yeah, he did. He definitely did. And that's why it's hard for you to believe him, because he's an actor.
Well, the thing is, he got exposed. So when they were trying to get his, you know, hey, come on in. Let's say it happened to Rob. And Rob said this and that. And we said, well, come on in, Rob. You know, let's see what's going on. Rob basically exited the stage left and used his lawyers, and he never showed up. So now, the
right.
reason why he got charged is because he had agreed to come in and talk to them. So when he exited stage right again, they took it to the grand jury and basically asked to charge him. Now, I haven't really covered it the rest of the day. Maybe you guys can tell me, did he turn himself in today?
Yes, he did. He turned himself in today, and he's being charged with it. Yes.
Being charged with falsely accused or something.
But here's the thing. He's not going to do any jail time. It's a felony for it.
No, he's not going to do no jail time.
But he's going to pay a big fine. He's going to pay a big fine. He's going to be basically torched. In the media.
Torched.
He's going to get
social media as well.
In Hollywood, because the LBG community is heavy in Hollywood.
They're not playing
and
either.
He's basically giving them a black eye. And for what?
Definitely.
You listening to Heavy?
Yeah.
So, Pud, you have been updated on.
I have been liberated.
That laugh is in tribute to Robert Hunt, who laughs like this. Love you.
The
madness. But anyway, so we got about 5 more minutes of open mic, and put. We talked earlier today about your Segway segment, but I can't remember what it was. You remember what it was?
Yeah, I forgot what it was, man. I think I'm going to just switch it over to, man. Shout out to my man on the east side, 42 Doug, man. I'm just going to say, we're going to call it Preach Put, Teach Put. That's what we're going to call it, man. So I can start giving out these
preach
words today.
Teach Put.
Yeah, right, man.
You know what? That sound like, you know, let's give us, hey, if you can give us in 5 minutes clean of what you did last night. For 34 straight minutes would be good. I'll give you some
Man.
Oh
my God. Listen, man. What I did yesterday was amazing.
That was
the
funniest ever.
Listen, man.
That was amazing, bro. That had people on the ground.
Again, make sure y'all follow us on the Heavy Talk One. It's only getting better, man. Stay tuned. Tune in. Call in. Let's hear your voice.
Call
man.
In. Get the call in. Yeah, that might have been one of the funniest lives I've seen. Period.
Yeah.
That was funny. Uncle Buckus.
Uncle Bucky. Tripping. He was tripping last night.
Talking about that scam Newton and his friends.
He said, you know, I'm trying to get your boy Cam Scam Newton over here, too. Man, yeah, that was the funniest one, period.
Robbie G, where you at?
I'm right here, man. I can't wait to see what this boy talking about.
Ooh.
T-Wade, he got this doggone velvet red do-rag on.
Man, I was just looking at that. I was just...
So, hey, let's get into the price of fame. What is the price of fame? What is the price of fame? What would you do to claim fame, but yet what can be considered fame but really fake fame? Or the hidden treasures of secrets that lay deep in the bowels of the earth? There are some things that have been unearthed lately. And in the coming weeks, all I can tell you is, if you file, stay away from heavy talk.
Oh, God. Wait a minute, man. Y'all setting up for some stuff, man. Stop.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. Listen. Linda. Linda. Listen.
Yeah, man, let's go on real, man. The price of fame, man. Listen, I got a question for you, fellas, man, because I just need to know for myself. What is the price of fame? Is it money? Is it fame itself? Is it social media? Is it chains? Is it jewelry? You know what I'm saying? Is it girls?
As of right now, everybody want to do something. It used to be for the gram. But, you know, when you say for the gram, that's for everything. That's for all social media.
Okay.
A person just wants their name called. Not only women, men mainly. You can see the roughest dude in the club with his phone out. Everybody is doing stuff for social media. That's it. And I watch grown men. You ain't that happy to go out of town. You got grown men that's always, hey, I'm boarding the plane. This is what we do. I'm doing this with the brother. Like, come on, man. We grown. You got grown men still buying. Like, I still buy my Jordans. I love them to death. I ain't got to show everybody that I'm buying my mics or I got mics.
Or post them every time.
You feel what I'm saying? It's for the fame, dog. This is the price of fame now. Social media. I ain't got to do that. You grown, man. We got to get back to being men. Men not men no more, man. We can show off more than women.
We do. I'm starting to think that men show off for other men. Like they dress for other men or something. Like,
that's what it is, right? Right, that's what it is. Men really show off for other men.
This is amazing.
Like,
so men.
Y'all can ask my. I wish my grandma was here. Anytime I used
to
put a car
men,
together.
You said men are showing out for men.
Yeah,
men
like they're buying clothes, jewelry, cars, just to show off for men. Like show off on dudes, on guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, and now they're around saying it makes sense now. But me personally, I wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? When I buy stuff, buy jewelry or clothes or gym shoes or a car or whatever, I buy because of me. You know what I'm saying? Because of what I like. You know what I'm saying? Of course,
that's
everybody
right.
wants to look good. Of course, everybody wants to look good to the naked eye because, you know what I'm saying, first impression is your best impression, of course. But at the same time, I'm not doing it for attention. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing it because I want people to notice me. It just, that's always the way I've been.
That's
you know
the
what I'm saying?
Everyone is an attention seeker now. Everyone wants to be
attention. Everybody's doing stuff, like you said, for the gram. Like, people are willing to embarrass themselves, you know what I'm saying, just
for
to get 1,000 likes or...
Well, I'm gonna lie, I didn't notice that when guys started doing all those promo videos dressed like women. At first, it was funny.
Yeah, all that.
Then it got a little
serious.
Like
that.
It got
I never liked
tranny.
I never liked it.
A like is like a crack rock back in the 80s when it first came.
Mm-hmm.
A person is doing anything for it, boy. You feel me? Like, this
right.
is the newest drug out, man. Social media is the newest drug out. And this is the price of fame. Everybody
it is the newest drug out.
Off this.
Yeah.
That's why when your boy was going crazy a few weeks ago, Soulja Boy, he started
mm-hmm.
this. If y'all know it.
Oh, he definitely started the social media trend.
Huh?
He definitely started social media trends because after he did
yeah.
social media trends, the next person got picked off for social media was who, like Justin Bieber? You know what I'm saying? That was
right.
the next person. You know what I'm saying?
Soulja Boy did it all. Soulja Boy did it. He changed
yeah,
the
fact.
Game, everything. And ever since then, everybody been trying to do whatever they can to be seen online, social media, or whatever, man. And it's crazy. And like we was just saying about how to do things for other people. I always, when I was younger, I wanted to get fresh for a girl.
Yeah, that's what it was for.
Together, it was for the girls.
Gotta
when
be.
I go to the river, and this thing, them girls going blase, blase. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I like it all. You know what I'm saying? I be doing a lot of this stuff for myself or my son. My son likes me. My little son likes me to be in a new car. So
right.
I got to do it for them. But other than that, all right, look, Chevy, other than that, it's getting out of hand, and we need to get back to being men. Men aren't men anymore. They doing everything
yeah.
for the fame.
Yeah, the wig stuff, I never was into that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I never liked that. Like, it was cool, like, when Martin did it and other people did it. But, like, when you just, like, constantly doing it, like, every one of your skits and your videos, you got on the wig acting like a female. Like, that's it started,
and you
not, it started to get,
and
like,
walking like a female. Yeah,
yeah.
That's scary.
And then to the point where
yeah,
if I see
scary.
You out somewhere as a regular person and you still got them feminine ways acting, that makes me think twice now. Like, hey, maybe you might be that way. Maybe that's the reason why you did put on that wig, because that's the reason why you want to be that way. You know what I'm saying? You really want to be a woman. You know what I'm saying? Which, that's your business. That ain't mine. But, like I said, when you see other people out in the open, when you see them, some of them got feminine ways. You be like, oh, that's why they got on the wig. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do it so much that you start acting like a female. Like, that ain't never been funny to me, really. Like, you should be able to be funny without doing that.
Bingo.
You should have to put on a dress or a wig to be funny. Like, as a black man, me personally, I say that, period. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Oh, y'all know I got to do it, but you ready? Bud, you ready? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
All right,
yeah,
man,
I'm here.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
It's funny when Martin did it at Shenanay, right?
Like I said, it was, but it still don't mean it was right. That's all I'm
it
saying.
Also
was
funny, it also started a little. Well, no, it's around the same. This right after Martin, Eddie Murphy with the
clunks. Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was funny for a minute. Like I said, when they first do it, it's funny. But like, if you base, like Martin didn't base himself off dressing like a woman, though. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
when we see Martin.
He had six different characters.
So it was like,
yeah,
that was a character. I'm saying, period, your whole motive or your whole little way of getting your fame is acting like a chick, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way your jokes you get? Like, you can't get another joke. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? More like you said, the clumps, it was characters. So they had to, like, kind of get into character. But they didn't base they, like,
uh-huh.
He didn't shoot, and they a whole episode, or he ain't be his mama, or you know what I'm saying, different people. The whole episode, he also was Martin, you know what I'm saying, because that's what the show was based off of. But at the same time, like you said, Rob, that ain't cool. Like, dressing like a woman, and then, like you said, the price of fame, people doing attention all for the wrong reasons. Like, they're trying to get attention for the wrong reasons. Like, people would do challenges. It's challenges everywhere. It's jumping this challenge, jumping that challenge. People would jump in a pool full of shark challenge if they had one. Like, jump in a pool full of shark challenge, who want to do it? And somebody gonna
how many,
do it.
How many high profile entertainers? I've always been told, actually by a couple entertainers, that the only way to really get in
is you have to expose yourself to dressing up as a woman in character.
Oh, they got to get in there so that they got to go out there and toot toot.
Hey, and maybe that's why Mike Epps.
There you go, Fred.
That's maybe why Mike Epps ain't big as he was, as big as he's supposed to be, because he's funny. He's funny. He's very funny. But he's not in many movies. He's not. You ain't never seen him in a dress or none of that. But again, you ain't seen him in no big movies either after the Fridays. So maybe that is the reason why. You know what I'm saying? Because he don't want to get in no dress. Because I'm pretty sure he want to get in no dress.
They blackballed Dave Chappelle.
They blackballed Dave Chappelle. He told his story. Only person that really did it, like, you know what I'm saying? Kevin Hart did it. You see, Kevin Hart did it, and look how Kevin Hart blew up now. Look where Kevin Hart everywhere. He's the funniest man ever.
I really start believing it. Hey, Frey.
Huh?
That's when I start believing it.
Yeah, they made him the funniest man ever. Like, he's funny.
Yeah.
But he's sometimes corny.
When I peeped Kevin Hart did it, and then next thing we know, this fucker got movies back to back to back.
Man, dog, he got so many. Man. Bro, he had more movies than Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm.
He got more movies. Man, he got more movies back to back than what's the old Inglewood?
I got a question for y'all. Then, so y'all got to tell me what's up with Tyler Perry then.
What?
But see, Tyler Perry based himself of getting big off being a woman, though. So you can't get – that's what he based himself off of, though.
But you do know what his – you do know what his background is, right?
Yeah, we all know his background.
Okay, then.
He's a what? What's his background? No, I don't know.
He's gay.
I'm telling – thank you. Oh. Yes, he is. Yeah, very.
Listen, Coach Hop, on the Heavy Talk show, if you got a problem with saying gay, we're going to give you another word. Just say.
Yeah, because he don't like that word.
No. What I'm saying, gay is acceptable. What I'm saying to you is I thought you knew that.
No. I wasn't.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I knew he was gay.
You ain't know that part?
I mean, he was in Why Did I Get Married, too. So I don't know.
That's his movie, bro. That's his movie.
Y'all not listening to me. And so is the Medea. That's what I'm saying. Y'all not listening to me. See, that's why we ain't on the same level. Because y'all still watching TV, and I'm watching DVD.
So you still buying DVDs from the CDs and DVDs then, huh? Okay.
No, those do not work in Blu-ray devices. I buy only DVDs that are functioning in high-priced devices. So thank you.
CDs, DVDs.
High-priced devices.
Listen, man, y'all be sitting there. Y'all sitting in iPhone chairs, man. I ain't mess with y'all, bro. Y'all sitting in an iPhone chair on one live. I ain't talking to you no more.
Shout out to my man, Joe Chan, man. He got the whole computer in his couches, man. That was like one of the best feelings on earth. Right, that's another story. We'll get back to that one day.
Hey man, I'm telling it right now. Joe can't sell drugs. Police, go get him right now. Forget it. I'm telling. We getting him out of here, man. Anybody got computers and chairs, they sell drugs.
There is no snitching on the Heavy Talk show.
Does not endorse the comments made by Frazier. Make all referrals
endorse
and inquiries.
And drop my
mom
for endorsing it. I'm endorsed by the LAPD. But no, man. That's all I love. You know,
if you got a whole lot of diabetes, that means you're gay. Instead of saying gay, you got diabetes. Y'all know what that means?
You said
you got
that
a lot
again.
Of sugar. You got a lot of sugar.
Sugar in his tank.
So just you got a lot of diabetes.
Got a lot of sugar
diabetic.
In his tank.
No, don't say he got a lot of diabetes. You say he diabetic.
Oh, he a diabetic.
He's a diabetic.
You gotta say it like that. Oh, he a diabetic. He a diabetic. That's all.
Oh, he's a diabetic. You just say it like that. And you said it, Con. Hey, listen, yeah. He's
no,
a
he's
diabetic.
A diabetic. That's
when you
like,
say it like
yeah. You know he's a diabetic.
You know,
it's okay.
You we know. We
know you said he's sick. He just not sick, Lee. We just know he's sick. So he diabetic.
Right.
He diabetic.
Listen, his mama call him Clay.
Like, yeah.
I'm going to call him Clay.
Y'all terrible. This is Harry Talk. When we come back, we're going to seg into the Jim Crow segment.
Uh-oh.
Actually,
I got some. I don't think Frazier knew this. I got some.
We'll be right back, man. After
the
archive shows at www.blogtalkradio/thecoachhopshow. You're listening to Heavy Talk with Robbie G. Heavy Talk.
Robbie G. Puss. Welcome to our new guy, Phrase, man.
And with Lucy Goosey again. Yo, okay. 1-800 Frazier for anything that you need to talk to Frazier, bro. You listen to Heavy Talk. All right, and we're back. You're listening to Heavy Talk. And now we're going to get into the Jim Crow segment. Robbie G, I'll let you take it away.
Jim Crow, ladies and gentlemen. We all know what it is. We all know what it's about. So we're just going to get right into the topic at hand. Something new. Did you guys see what Burberry came out with? I don't know if this is a conspiracy. Or is they really doing this on purpose for us to really stop buying their stuff? But they done came out with the thing around your neck, with a hood, with the thing around your neck to kill yourself like you're getting lynched. I got it up on the Heavy Talk page.
Wow.
I reviewed it. This is a fact. Like, what's really going on in the fashion industry, yo?
They really just wow. That's amazing right there what you just said, man.
Hey, that's all you can say is wow.
They made a scarf look like a noose?
Bingo. Go look at the page. I meant to tag you in it, Frank, because I seen when I said it earlier. Wow. You thought you was like joking. They really got a noose around your neck.
So they just really just saying they going to do what they want to do.
In the fashion world.
F us.
This is the fact.
Can I say F us? Can I say F us? I can say F us, can I?
F us, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they saying, basically. F us.
Yeah.
Like, we don't care about how y'all feel about nothing. We going to make it look like a noose.
Now, my thing is this. See, I got a problem with all this being put in your face, right? And then we saying, so what? I'm going to steal that. It's my money. I'ma still do whatever I want. I like it. I'ma keep doing it. We don't have no unity. This is why we're separated. This is why everything is so bad with us. We can't come together for nothing.
At all.
If we stop buying those major brands and pick up Hog Society, 1-800 Heavy, Beard Nation, District 81, Soar. I can go on. You know what I'm saying? If we start buying them type of brands, let's see what'll happen then.
Yeah.
These people don't care about us. We just want to put it on because it's a label. Just think about this. As soon as a kid starts swiping, what's the first thing they're going to do?
You already know it.
They ball out.
They're going to ball out.
Right?
Yep.
Everybody's going to go crazy.
Stuff just for the name.
Just for the name. I'm going to go get me a Montclair. Giuseppe's or whatever they be wearing. I don't like none of it, to be truthfully honest. Like, I didn't have my pair of Gucci loafers coming up. You know, we all had. We've all been in high school. You know, we all had our Gucci loafers. You know, I had our Louis Vuitton little loafers, little stuff like that, little DKNY running shoes. But now the shoes, now Balenciaga, like, that shoe is, like, horrible. I don't care what nobody say, bro. Like, it can cost, I don't care how much. I don't care how much money I get. If I hit the lottery today or God
get me to make some type of run into a whole bunch of money, I wouldn't even wear it. I would still be wearing the exact, some of the exact same stuff I wear to this day.
I think I would, too.
I can't wear Gucci like that now because the stuff that's going on with all this other stuff. So I wouldn't wear it. But, like, Balenciaga, them shoes and different stuff like that, them people do not make their clothes for us.
For us.
To be truthful. This is to be 100% correct about this.
So none of these clothes are made
for the urban world. Urban world. None.
Are you validating racism? Because it seems like because it's not made for us.
No, I'm not.
It's not made for us, but it's sold to us. Please make it make sense.
But listen, just like Black Rob just said, go buy Heavy. Go buy Beer Nation. They're black. Y'all ran by black owners. It's black ownership. Black entrepreneurs. Like, these people that we already put money in their pocket, they're already got money. They're already sitting at home in front of a beach or, you know what I'm saying, got mansions. Like, instead, you know what I'm saying, it's just a... Like, all I'm saying is it's not a race thing, but when they make them clothes, it's not like I'm making these clothes for Tim and Mike who stay on 7 Mile and Myers. You know what I'm saying? They're not making it for them.
I'm gonna bring a caller into the show right now. 303-283-4061. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
What's happening? What's the word, everybody? Peace.
What's going on?
What's up, man? Who we speaking with?
My name Rob. My girl and I got a business called Juicing with Jay. I don't know if everybody heard of it or not, but that's us.
Okay.
All right. But y'all talking about Jim Crow, right? Segregation?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You know, as black people, we are really fast and really quick to jump on other races for segregation, for discrimination, for anything of that nature, right? But we will not jump on ourselves. You know that?
You're 100% correct.
We will not jump on ourselves. For sure.
You're right.
Like, how many, like, I don't know if anybody affiliated, but how many people y'all know is gang affiliated? Everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love the color red. That's me. You know what I'm saying? But there's other colors out there. We segregate ourselves off of that. How many Crips you know? How many Bloods you know? But we don't go heavy and hard on that aspect. But let an Asian or a Caucasian say, this is not for black people. Oh, man, we go ham.
Well, hold on, though. This is the thing, though. Do we really go ham? Because you got guys that's like, yo, I don't care what they say. I'm still going to do
gonna
it.
Wear.
I'm not doing it
yeah.
for black races and a third.
The Mayweather.
Yeah.
Right.
The Mayweather,
you know what I'm saying? The Mayweather. But now check this out. Now what you was just saying about our community, that's a difference. Because see, we ain't gang banging and fighting like crazy like it was back in the day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It changed. But this poison is poison. No matter who give it to you.
Yep.
Great.
Thanks,
I just felt I wanted to jump in and get my little 2 cents on it. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure, man.
We
thanks
really
for calling in, brother
you,
Rob. Thanks for calling in again, Rob. That's my man. Juicing with Jay.
Thanks,
man.
Y'all, thanks for calling in, man.
For sure, man. Y'all enjoy yourself. For sure,
my man. Peace. Stay blessed. My whole thing about that is just, sometimes people just don't make stuff for people. I mean, for certain people, racist. I mean, can't get mad at them.
But that,
well,
none of
you
it
can
when it's on a national level. None of it is made. But listen, none of it, honestly, Tommy Hilfiger, I mean, he has bigoted activity in his past. Levi.
Christian Audigier. Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy.
Yeah, they all said.
I mean, when
they
it comes down, when it comes down to it, and I said this maybe a couple shows back, the number one problem with the brothers and sisters is we are more consumed with being consumers, player haters, agitators amongst each other, no love against each other, and always looking at each other as, what is this guy trying to take me for? Yet, Burberry, Gucci can throw it out there just to get publicity, to get people talking, and then all of a sudden they pull it. They didn't mass produce that blackface that Gucci was going to kick out. They just threw it out there as a tester.
Yeah.
They had, they knew it was going, it was going
to
drum up some irregular
activity. They just want Gucci
from,
to get some more attention.
Burberry, again, they target us. Well, one thing that they do know is, just like the brother just said on the call, but we don't get outraged at the fact that they play us as if we're imbeciles. But in fact, we're blinded through the clouds of Burberry, Gucci shoes, whatever, whatever, because they know we're consumers. You understand? We consume video games. We consume alcohol. We consume cannabis. What do we really control? Now, you go into the city. You know, when I grew up, there were black-owned businesses, and the Jews owned the stores and whatnot. And then they basically got ran out. And then when we came in, instead of us taking control of our communities, we didn't want to do it. You know, I have people I grew up with whose parents owned party stores. We had two friends and brothers that they were one of the two few black meat markets in the city. So they didn't want to do it. They just wanted to go to college and do their little thing. So who comes in from the Middle East? The Arabs. Who set up shop and totally took control of a community? Do you know that Dearborn back in the day, was lily white like Grosse Pointe? And the Arabs settled in there, and basically they lived there, yet they come to the city, and they own all the party stores. They own all the liquor stores. And then the parking lots that aren't owned by the villages are owned by the Indians. So what do we really own? They set up shop in our neighborhood. We go by. It's good to talk about, well, let's protest, right? A real protest is when you say, you know what? I'm going to order my alcohol online, or I'm going to boycott so-and-so just for 1 week. Not a whole year. 1 week, you'll get somebody's attention. Because all of those stores that are in those communities, man, they should be cleaning up the parks. They should be having, just like feed the homeless. You know what I mean? Yeah, they should be doing a number of things that they don't do. They just come in the crib, in our cribs, where we grew up, grab the money, they take it back out to Dearborn or West Bloomfield. And then
our money don't circulate at all. Everybody else's money circulates through themselves over 10 to 15 times. Our money does not circulate with each other. We give it away.
Do you
want to
know why, though?
Straight to them.
You want to know why, though? Our money don't circulate through each other.
We're brainwashed to do it.
No. Poor customer service.
That too.
Set it off we don't value customer service like we should. We don't value the customer.
Okay, you going somewhere else with it? I'm with you though, but it's more to it than that. But I swear I feel you.
I just feel us as a people.
When I walk in Gucci in Somerset, let's be honest, they make you feel like you in Gucci.
Yeah, they do.
They make you feel like it.
They make you feel like it.
They don't even spend that check.
Explain that to the listeners.
Okay. So when you walk when you walk in Gucci and Louis in Somerset and you spend over $500, the first thing before you check out, they offer you snacks, you know, crackers, cheese, sausages, or something like that, and then they offer you champagne. Now, I'm going to say this. I don't mind a good glass of champagne.
Okay, I got a problem with that. Because on the flip side.
Why is that?
Okay. Because don't wait until I spend $500. Give it to me before I start spending, and then expose me to what you're presenting.
No. They do it as you're shopping. It's a casual thing. It's not done like, oh, he spent $500. Go get him a glass. No.
You get it while you're shopping.
No. Okay. It's why you shopping.
That's what it sounds like you said.
They
okay.
When they see you pulling stuff behind the register, like, yeah, I want that. Bring that back. Okay, sir, would you like some champagne while you're doing your shopping?
Yeah, because they know you about to purchase something. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They do that in high-scale jewelry stores. I know that because I shop in them. They do that. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so you
but
said
I'm saying
that,
you don't
like,
really get that in a shoe store. You don't.
Okay,
yes.
But,
I feel good when I
give you
Gucci.
Crackers and cheese. Make you feel Gucci.
Not even just that. Not even just that. I'm just saying it's part of customer service.
Give me the
then,
Gucci now.
When they put your merchandise in the bag, it's gift wrapped very nice with a nice ribbon. They also give you a card if you wanted to give it as a gift card to somebody. They fill it out. Someone there looks like Gucci. They're not in there ugly. Their hair is done. Hey, man. Mm. Everything looks good in there. And you don't mind
so they're
European coming back.
I'm saying
what I'm saying is they put a lot of effort in their customer service when they're purchasing from their establishment.
I understand, and they're black Europeans and all that. They're giving the Euro effect. Now flip it and give us the service that we get from our
People want to come in, they rude, especially the women. They rude. If they're not having a good day, you see it on their face. Now, I hate to say it, when you walk in Gucci, everybody is happy. Everybody look like they want
no,
a lot
not,
of it.
No, hold on, put, no joke. Not that we see it on their face. They wear it on their sleeve. So just because they're not having a good day, they're gonna take it out on you.
It's not a good experience.
It's not a good experience.
Right.
Sometimes, not all the time, just sometimes.
Yes.
And that will deter you from shopping with them again, Coach Hop. I love to shop. I'm a shoe fanatic. Shout out to my shoe plug. But listen, the reason why that they're my shoe plug and they've been that way consistently for over 10 years, well, about 12 years now, is because once I get a shoe from them, they make me feel wanted. To do business with them. I can get shoes from everywhere. All my friends are some of the freshest guys in the nation. So it's not like I have to go to this person. I feel comfortable going to them because their service make me feel a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with my product. I don't give you my product from 1-800-HEAVY, unfolded, wrinkled, untagged. No, it's folded neatly. It's in a bag. It's sealed. It's labeled. I'm also timely in my delivery. And then when you do that and make it personable, people like that feeling. Like I got something exclusive. Make me feel exclusive when I'm in your store. That's what Gucci does. Gucci make every single customer feel like you're the exclusive executive customer while you're here. That's the best feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying the product anymore. I'm buying you.
Sell they self down there.
Yeah.
Make you want to buy something.
I came here already looking for Gucci's. I left.
Right.
Now that I came here, I was looking for the Gucci loafers. I got the loafers and the belt. And I went
and
got my girls some luggage. Yeah.
Right.
Just because of how you made me feel.
Okay, but how did they make you feel when they came out with the advertising for Blackface?
Now, I'm going to be honest with you.
Hold on. Did you go out and set a bonfire? Did Heavy Talk go out and set a bonfire and say, let's go out to a park and everybody bring me your Gucci?
No, for what?
I was not.
I need to elaborate on that right there. That right there is just might be
whack.
I'm not doing that. For one, listen.
That was dumb
I'm not
as hell.
Doing that, bro.
That was dumb as hell.
That's dumb, bro. I'm not doing that, bro. I need to elaborate on that.
I'm not burning up my $800 Gucci
logo. I'm not burning up nothing Gucci, bro.
Burn your
I don't
logo.
Care.
Burn
what? I don't care what they do.
Don't burn mine.
I'm not
burn
burning nothing Gucci, bro. Anything I got
burn
Gucci in my house, bro, I'm not burning that, bro. Why would
I'm
I
not
that?
Burning these Gucci. You crazy.
Hey, look.
Hey, you look, got, I'm Gucci. Hey, look, hey, Rob, they be like, are you going to burn this?
No, I'm Gucci.
I'm Gucci.
No, I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci.
Hey, hey,
right.
The guy that was on there throwing his whole Gucci life, he threw $3,000 worth of Gucci stuff in the barbecue grill. I wanted
yeah,
to
he
call
done.
Like, you're a dumbass.
You are the most dumbest man I know.
But wait. Listen. Think about what y'all said. Now, y'all looking at it from a dollars and cents, right? Because I keep saying we consumers, right? And we
right.
First thing Frazier said was, wait a minute now, I just spent all this money. But yet, I'm going to march with you, dog, this time, moving forward.
I just ain't going to wear it. Right? I ain't going to wear it.
Okay, so
listen,
give it away.
Soon as the Gucci racism died out,
I ain't giving it. He don't say give it away.
Listen, as soon as Gucci apologized, when they said they were sorry, I forgave them. Because I wasn't burning
the Gucci. As soon as you said you, hey, you a firm believer and apologetic.
When they said they were sorry, I was like, just don't do it again.
When he said they sorry, Pud, when he threw on his Gucci flip flops, the hat, and the belt.
When they was apologizing, I was putting the loafers on, like, don't do it again, all right?
Robbie G, you ain't going to chime in on this at all?
No, because I ain't playing with it. Like, I don't wear none of the new stuff anyway. And gave my loafers
to
my
little
brother.
That's what I'm saying.
That's good. Hey, listen, give me your other loafers.
All right, let me ask Black Rob this, though. Let me ask Black Rob this, since he said he don't get to it.
Hold on. Because, see, we already know Pud and Frazier's deal. Listen, I forgive you. I ain't burning my stuff. But, Rob, I want to hear Rob's point of view. Do you own any Gucci at all?
No, I don't have nothing Gucci no more.
So I need to hear your comment.
And the
light.
Hold on. And the lie detector determines that is a lie.
Hold on.
That
no,
is
I
thought you were
lying.
I said that off rip.
I wasn't gonna burn nothing. My little brother got my loafers. That's it. I don't wear none of that Gucci belt stuff. That I can't fit none
so
of
you,
it
so,
anyway.
So you gave it away.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that's all I
yep.
wanted to get. Cause Pud and Frazier trying to ambush you, and I ain't gonna let that happen. I'm gonna bring them back into the show.
You are not gonna
ambush you. Now, how come y'all didn't get
No, I'm not looking at him.
Like, why y'all give y'all stuff away?
I'm not giving nothing away, Coach. Can't nobody fit none of my stuff anyway. So it's just going to sit there for a minute.
Hey, hold on. Listen at this. I was just told that we go to other nations of people for business because we hate to see our brother do well. Is that a fact?
I do feel that Black people like to see people do good, but not better than them. So yeah, that might be right. We like to see our people do good, but not better than us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you want it. Like some people like normally. You know what I'm saying? Like I like you doing good. Yeah, that sounds like player hater. Cause that's how some people feel. Like you doing good, but when they start doing better than you, some people be mad. Like. He think he all that because he's doing
okay,
this.
But,
you know
now,
what I'm saying?
Okay, so what
is that? Still,
make,
is that the crab in the barrel? Is that the still crab in the barrel?
Definitely crab in the barrel.
But when do you? So yeah. When do you make a stand? Okay, at what point? Okay, and I'm just talking to you, you three and others. When do you make a stand where you say, you know what, enough is enough? And I'm going to band together, and I'm going to buy Bearded Nation gear, 1-800 Heavy, which I have no gear at all, and I just want to make that public known that if I don't get some stuff soon,
man, he just stepped on the man.
We have a major
Do not
problem.
Step on
the bomb
man.
On him.
Step
the bomb
you
on him,
know
brother.
What? You
on
know
the
what?
Brother,
and the thing is, I'm all about the enrichment of my brother. And I want to
hey,
see my brother.
I don't think
brother.
They close my size, Coach Hop.
You know what? And that's another thing. The discrimination factor from Fred. I don't like that either. Okay.
Yeah, man.
You don't have to be a big. You have to be a big fella, and you don't have to wear a beard to be Bearded Nation. The problem with us
that's
is
right.
We don't stick together.
That's right.
You well, like, listen, Frazier wears clothes the same. Frazier still got jeans in 13 months. I haven't got that feeling to make a jogger. I don't have a 13-month jogger yet. But soon as
chill
I
on
get,
me, man. Chill on me, man. Listen,
I'm gonna have,
I need a small shirt, small jogging pants, small hoodie.
He gonna
I don't
be,
think
you
like the purchase small stuff.
Once you get it together,
I'll be like, I want a heavy outfit, but I don't want it heavy.
Hey. Wait, well, see, now I was going, I was with you, Fred, till you said that. That's the brand heavy.
No, you gotta mix the metaphor. I want the outfit.
No, that's why I was with you with that. I'm just saying it's the brand. And right now, we have the CEO. We're not going to put him on blast. We're going to go privately. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to get a petition. Whoever is sanctioning 1-800-HEAVY, man, and have a stoppage. Third-party vendor, whoever the immigrants and the printing stuff, man. Because I need, I'm not.
You don't have to ask any questions about Ming Lee. You don't have to ask any questions about Ming Lee and her associates. You come to me. You don't have to worry about
Ming Lee.
You mind your business. You mind your business on this talk.
I'm just about to go buy a whole bunch of small jogging suits and just give it to Pud. Like, man, just make me an outfit, please.
You know, oh, wow. You know what? That is product
that
infringement. We will not talk about that on the Heavy Talk Radio show. We do not indulge in taking others' uniforms and putting our marks on them. That is product infringement.
Oh, no. They're going to be, whoever it be, it's going to be off brand.
That
it's going to be off brand.
We're talking about putting on other people's sweat. We're not going to talk about this. Foreign people's sweat.
Oh, what is Rob? Where you at? Where you at with it? Hold on, brother. Where he at with it?
Don't worry about it. I'll leave it alone.
I hate you. No, I hate Rob, though, because I know where he was going to. I hate
him. He was going there. He was ready.
Come out the dark place, Rob.
Take it there.
Come out the dark place, man. Come to the light. Come back to the light, man.
Don't hit him with the don't talk to me.
Don't hit him.
I got a question for y'all on the show right now. And this is stating for the inner city of Detroit. Now, I just read in the Michigan Chronicle, shout out to the Michigan Chronicle, that now statistically we are increasingly leading in sexually transmitted diseases. Now, I'm not going to say it's one of y'all. Somebody y'all know.
Oh, man.
Can we talk about it? I just need to know. Can we talk about it?
Elaborate, please.
They said the sexually transmitted diseases, people got houses in Virginia, and people are doing burpees. If you know what that means, I ain't got to say what they are.
You ain't got to say nothing.
You ain't got to say nothing.
I don't know what it is. I knew he was going to say it.
Well, if you stay in Michigan, how do you have a house in Virginia?
Still got me.
Yeah.
H-I-V, Virginia.
That package.
Oh yeah. You got that magic that came out.
That one spike in HIV virus.
Yes.
I heard about that. Couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard about that too, though.
I'm out here. Thankful and grateful.
That has a lot to do with switch hitting, though.
Yeah, it does, though.
Ooh,
that has a lot to do with diabetics.
Diabetics, too. Like a lot of diabetics out here. It is a lot of diabetics. There's a lot of diabetics. That does have a lot to do with a lot of
diabetics.
Hey, that might be the number, though, too.
Hold on, y'all got to explain it because some of our listeners may be diabetic for real. We're not talking about those dealing with diabetes. Diabetic,
yeah, no,
you
people
mean,
die with
you, but you
diabetic
come up,
means
you
got
come up with
sugar.
You got to come Hey, so
diabetes
you got to come up with a different. You got to come up with a different.
No,
medicine.
No.
No,
oh,
I don't
because
you got
metaphor.
Sugar.
Just say you
see
got
sugar. You take. You got. You diabetic.
Just said he got a sugar rush. Just said he had a sugar rush.
Now, when you got diabetes,
you
are battling the sickness
had a sugar
of
rush.
A sugar in fluctuation. Amen. Amen.
No.
I know. But that do got a lot to do with a lot of the, that like, that,
no,
that
no,
what
no.
we did, what that what Pud just said, with the house
was,
in Virginia.
A lot of it was that. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them is that.
Mine. It's a sugar rush, but it's a switch hitter.
Yeah, it's a
it's
a sugar rush and a switch hitter. Yeah.
Hey, let me
candy
ask a question.
It's a candy crush.
This is a question. This is a question.
Hey, do you want to know?
Go
ahead.
Wait. This is a question. Because I know Pug got one after mine. How many people I want you to marinate on this? And as a matter of fact, you can answer once we come back from break. But my question is to the panel of distinguished gentlemen, how many switch hitters have you come across or you suspect are switch hitting?
Oh man, I hope I ain't came across nobody like that.
Man, I'm trying to go home after I leave here, man. Why are you trying to put that question on the floor? Rob, you still there? Hop, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How many,
Rob?
How many?
I'm here.
People, how many people have you come across or suspected of being a switch hitter?
So hold on, when we say switch hitter, are we talking about like the BI switch hitter?
Switch hitter.
Oh, just switching, going around doing what he do. Oh, playing both sides of the fence. Oh man, I don't think I've ever met one of those.
Man.
I hope none of my friends or none of my boys are switch hitters.
You can be my candy man.
Drop the bomb for him again. You gotta drop the bomb for him, Ty, Coach. You gotta drop the bomb for him for that song.
I can't be no candy man. I can't be your
man.
Candy man.
For real.
I cannot be your candy man, baby. Uh-uh. That's
switch hitter.
Sweet.
Wow. If a wow. That's amazing.
Yeah,
I'm amazed if the guy switches it around.
Don't
play one side of the fence, bro.
Don't be amazed. Coach Hop went there. Let's go there. It's a lot of them.
Go there.
It's a lot of them that we're around that we really don't even know. I remember we were in the barbershop.
I'd rather not know, though.
Girl used to say it.
I said, Rob, I'd rather not know.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I got a guy just on me.
This don't come around me with that stuff.
You can't come around me and you letting another man bust up your back.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
man.
Oh, he said let another man bust up your back.
Stop the mic. Stop the mic.
Lord.
Father.
Oh, my God.
Father.
Excuse me.
Father.
Excuse me.
Father.
Excuse me.
Father. We have sinned again.
He said, "Skeet up his back, though."
No,
oh,
we can't do that, man.
Yeah, we. I don't want to even touch on this no more. This is all right. King spotlight. Hey, you hear me, bud? King spotlight. All right, we go King spotlight now. Rob just ruined the whole topic right there with that.
Rob
one.
Just tore that apart. Like, yeah, man, you have what you want to just to touch up your back. Like, wait a minute.
Wait,
you trying to be around me, and you're letting them bust up your back. Nah, I mean, you know, that's what you do. So, if that's what you do, do what you do.
We got about 18 minutes.
Team Spotlight, please.
18 minutes left of the show. I think we're going to take Fraser's advice because heavy talk just got so heavy that it just exploded. Of somebody.
Charlamagne the God of this
and,
thing, man.
Man. Bust up your back. You should have said Mike.
Right. That man,
this
man.
Is
I'm
part
tap
two.
Your back. I'm
going
to
bust
man.
Up your mic.
Part two. Part two of what started last night on Facebook Live. Give him that Twitter handle, also the calling number. It's a good thing that we don't have a new information.
929-477-4182. Again, that's 929-477-4182.
Call it in.
Facebook, Heavy Talk Podcast. Instagram and Twitter, Heavy Talk One. Get at us.
Heavy.
All right, now, as we change the narrative and our team spotlight tonight, we've got about 17 minutes to go on the show, is a team that has been in sabbatical for 5 years. Only Daryl Henry, who's been around the game for quite a while. The guy is very well respected in the, as he mentioned to me, the adult amateur football. The Gators are an adult amateur football team. He does not refer to them as semi-pro team. They're an adult amateur team. And also, he's being assisted by one of the GOATs in the community of amateur or adult amateur football, Norris Jackson. And three of the people on the show have also interacted with both Coach Henry and Coach Jackson. Two are current members of the Gators. And we talk about all teams, and tonight we're talking about the Gators. And, Fraser, I'm not sure where you play at, but you do respect both gentlemen. And I'm going to turn it over to you guys. Team Spotlight, Gators.
Well, for one, Fraser is a Detroit Raven. Champion
all day,
and ex-Gator. And ex-Gator. No, we're not going to do that.
Listen, first, before y'all two start speaking, let me speak first, cause you know I'm on the other side. Y'all on the side. Y'all in the gate. I'm on the other side of the gate. But look, all right, like I said, always respect y'all guys. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm looking to actually see y'all this year. Like I want to see y'all play. You know what I'm saying? Like not like I know we gonna play against y'all, but I actually want to see y'all play, see what y'all get. You know, cause y'all are a new team. You know what I'm saying? I said that earlier. Like, y'all new team. Y'all got new players that came from different teams. You know what I'm saying? Like, is this a different – y'all got a little different atmosphere over there. So I want to see what y'all going to bring to the table this year. You know what I'm saying? Semi-pro. And I feel like semi-pro, it shouldn't even be the Gators being called adult. It should be called that, period. You feel what I'm saying? It shouldn't even be called semi-pro. It should be called adult football league, period. You know what I'm saying? It's all around. Because all of, like, the Gators, the Ravens, like – knows, like despite what people think, I can't even say the Gators right now but they have had their organization before. But like I said, despite of what people think about the Noles or about the Ravens, they have been around for a long time.
you know, and I'm pretty sure the Gators want to continue to be around, you know, like they were
and
before.
I agree, and I do agree with that phrase. I do want to throw out the words to my pro. I want to burn that word, too.
Yeah, I think
like
we should burn that word.
Adult
football league. Yeah, adult professional football.
Because we do play it as a profession. Because a profession is anything that you love to do without of a charge or a fee. Something that
right.
you love to do can be a profession.
Right.
So that's
right.
why I say adult professional football league.
Yeah, because I just feel like semi-pro just gives such a different taste in some – like, it just gives a different taste in people's mouth when you say semi-pro. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
yeah.
I just feel like
the way it was mentioned to me by Coach Henry was when you say – you use the word pro, it emphasizes that you may get paid. And that is the analogy he wanted to get away from. So – if it's adult amateur football, then the sponsors are more apt and willing to be part of an entity like that as opposed to using the word professional. Because when you're a professional, I don't know too many professionals that ain't getting paid.
Yeah, facts.
So that's why the word professional really doesn't apply because you got to be getting paid. Now, there was some something like the American Alliance Football League. Some guys don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Arena football level 1-2, they getting a subsidy. They gonna get paid.
Right.
You know, if you're not getting paid for it, then
it's not professional.
Semi-pro. It's not a profession. The semi-pro basically was a. I guess back then was a classy way to probably at some point in time back in the early days, I would think, to kind of get the intention of, say, the NFL to possibly get them to sponsor and be able to give guys avenues to get to the league. Well, in my opinion, with the American Alliance Football League and also the XFL coming into play, where you get paid, you know, you're either going to have to go to school. The eyes of somebody coming down from a scout from the Cleveland Browns or something like that is going to be slim and none. Now, from my understanding from some of the GOATs in the game, like Roy Granger, some of those guys, they said most of the guys that played back in the day were guys that came from college. Now, I do remember Alante Smith and how he was basically trying to get himself right, and he ended up leaving the Seminoles to go play at Tuskegee. You know, and I think that's probably what the plan was early on, and somehow it morphed into what it is. But, you know, and
yeah, when
I
first started playing
–
when I first started playing semi-pro, when I very, very first started playing, it was like me playing football, like, after my arena football season was over. Like, that was like, something to do, basically. Like, I ain't got nothing to do right now to next season. So, I still want to play football, so I'm going to play semi-pro. Even though I'm not getting paid, but, you know, I was getting paid. So, when I'm done playing there, like you said, like, some cats come straight from college. Got some cats that play arena football and leave arena. And leave arena after they season over if they don't go to the playoffs or a championship or something and be playing semi-pro. That's the way it was when I first started playing. It was so many different – it's now it's just like guys now just straight come right out of high school. It's like they don't even look for school no more. I be looking like,
and
you don't
cool.
want to go to school. You kind of straight on this.
Hold on. When I first started, it was straight off the couch. I wasn't doing nothing, kid. I'm finna let life drag me down. I'm at home depressed. You know, it was like, yo, hey, we can still play football. How? Semi-pro. Man, I'm not playing that. You know what I'm saying? Come to find
Rob,
out.
Rob, where did I first meet you at, Rob? Where did I first meet you at?
An arena tryout.
Yep.
Well, we seen each other doing, you know what I'm saying, in the city, but when we really started kicking it, it was like an arena tryout. But look, by the way, that I was dominating. That's another story.
Killing.
They don't know
definitely
that. People don't know I'm really good.
No, Rob, you're gonna have a 30 for 30 when you're done. I'm gonna have an unsung. No, you're no. Gonna, don't worry.
He said unsung.
No, but we supposed to have a 30 for 30. Hold on, I want my highlight for my Michigan Gators, dog. I can't help. That's who I play for. I want my highlight. Fraze, I appreciate everything that you said. We know it's all love with you.
All day.
We are a team that folded up. Hold on, we are a team that folded up shop. About what, 5-6 years ago, Aaron?
5 years ago.
Good. About
five
years ago. Yeah, 5 years ago, and our team dismantled everywhere else and did what they supposed to do. Some was with the Detroit Seminoles, some was with the Vipers, some with the Timberwolves, Hurricane. The Gators went up and went all over the place.
Yeah,
we got our stuff together. Hold on. We got our stuff together. We matured more. Everyone grew as men. Even our coach / owner / CEO, Mr. Daryl Henry. And we're all taking a back seat. We're grown men. We're a family. It's a brotherhood. And we're coming together to bring you the new Michigan Gators.
So is this season championship a bust, or what y'all on?
Yes. Yeah,
well,
I mean,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm David Ruffin and Native Temptation. So I'm gonna speak on behalf of David Ruffin. No. We only got one goal, Frazier, and I'm gonna say that to be honest with you, because the Gators, we only got one goal. We're gonna work hard, we're gonna hold each other accountable. More importantly, we're gonna have fun. See, y'all make some organizations make winning.
That's important.
The most important part. It is important. But if you're not having fun and you're doing something for free, what are you really doing it for then if you're not having fun? You see what I'm saying?
Man, it's not that. We come together. I tell everybody, I come together. I'm a kid playing this. So when I come around my guys, I want to have fun and we having a good time. No, it hurts.
It's a kid sport.
Yeah.
It's a kid sport. So.
Yeah, that's right. It hurts to lose. Yes, it hurts to lose. But long as I'm with my guys and we smiling, we having a good time, man, that's all. Man, that does something to my heart right now. We don't know how much longer we got on this earth. So I just love being around and messing with people. Like last night, you know, my girl acting stupid. Your girl acting stupid. You get on there, you do your thing in semi-pro. You know what I'm saying? You get to be a kid again.
Every time I'm in turmoil, I turn to semi-pro. Yeah.
Hey, your kids. Driving you crazy, you got semi-pro. This is the only place that you can be a kid again. And I love it,
outlet.
And that's what I'm about, and that's what I've been about.
I got to piggyback on what Rob said about that real quick. That's what makes semi-pro so good, because it becomes a brotherhood, and we lost a lot of brothers in semi-pro.
To the real life.
So this semi-pro world saved lives, too. Because on that Saturday night, when you club where that shootout at, you on the game field.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you could be at that block party in the parking lot.
Exactly. Or you could be at that block party that went left. Or that arguing with that one girl that turned into something else. And somebody ended up stabbed.
Right.
You're not around that. Because you're around all grown men, your brothers, battling. Intentional.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all being men for 2.5 hours, 3 hours, how long the game go? You being men, and then you come together after that. There's nothing in Detroit or in Michigan that offers you an outlet from the real world for 3 hours without you going to jail, other than semi-pro. And if anybody can show me, sign me up tomorrow. You can show me something that can take me outside of my element for 3 hours. And I can still go home at night.
Yes, sir.
Sign me up. It don't exist. The semi-pro.
One thing. It's just one thing. I just want this year in semi-pro. All of us is black men. who playing this game because we got kids. People got their girlfriend, their wives, aunties, mamas, brothers, sisters. Man, tone the fighting down. For real.
Yeah.
Tone
the
fighting
down.
Get
out your feelings so much.
And the language.
Tone that down,
hey,
man.
Yeah,
that ain't cool.
Show, sir. I sorry. I hear the music. I'm about to start twerking, so you know we got to wrap it up. Say again, thank you for my man's phrase. Bobby G.
No, we're not done yet. That was for Phrase because he was getting emotional and he needed some. Today was a good day. You know the Eminem at the intro to Get Out. So you just killed.
Oh no, that was Rhyme
okay.
That was getting emotional.
Y'all did turn it into a soap opera, but it's okay.
It sounded like
certain guys be like they take me and you, they take me and you talking greasy about football or their team. They take it to a whole nother level. And it's like, yo, relax. Because at the end of the day, I love you. It's all good.
Yeah.
We could be doing something major. Don't bring the guns and all this fighting stuff to this because this is my life outside of this real world. That's all.
That's real.
Now, I'm going to talk me some mess. Oh, we're definitely going Heavy Talk After Dark at the Mac live on Facebook Live, Minor League. And Facebook Live today, we're at the Mac right after the radio station. Somebody getting exposed. Somebody getting
exposed. Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Heavy.
Hey, Fred, we flying right now. I'm on 94 now.
So y'all on your way up to the Mac.
I just came up on
yes,
Cashew.
Sir.
I just came up on Cashew.
Oh, I'm right behind him.
223 off 94. Yeah, so you
what
know what it is.
What,
so we going
what,
live
what,
right
what,
after this. I'm at 221.
Talk about what's happening at the Mac tonight.
Man, we got some scrimmages going on. 7-on-7. You know, some of the grown folks giving the kids a little work so they can get some of the top high school ball players. They're giving them work, and that's a beautiful thing. But then you got the drama with the Seminoles, and we're finna
good
go
job.
And talk some mess.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. After yesterday's call out, and I don't know if you guys heard Pud and Robbie G do just some laser beam vaporizing. And when is the Seminoles Gator game again? When is that game going to be played?
When is that
July,
game? Pud, I don't know the date.
June 20th, July 21st. Those are the
two.
Hey,
yeah,
Michigan
Gators.
June 20th
and
July
21st.
21st.
Are the two
in town and you're available, I guarantee you, after what Pud and Robbie did last night and probably tonight, there's going to be so many fireworks. And now you can thank everyone.
The hardest hitting football game of the year. Definitely want to give an honor to God for this opportunity again. Shout out to my big brother, Robbie G. Phrase.
You know what?
Definitely want to see y'all back here next week. Same time, same place, 7 p.m. Dial in. Make sure y'all keep it heavy with us. 929-477-4182. All right, we're going live. If you got Facebook, tune in to the Michigan Semi-Pro Board. We about to go live. We about to show y'all how we do it on the live Heavy Talk because we about to get heavy. And it's unadulterated. Yes, it's unfiltered. Yes, somebody mama getting cussed out. But
well, y'all know y'all get to Let Me Talk crazy.
World renowned. Really appreciate you, Phrase. Thanks for coming through, man. Chilling with us.
All day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we see you again next week. Y'all be blessed. Less stress, baby. Love, peace, and soul grief.
I ain't got time to fuck you.
This weekend, try to buy black. Buy something black this weekend.
Buy black.
Recycle the black dollar.
I ain't going back and forth with you.